recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is coming to you from Father John Henderson. Of course, you know him as the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.
So today we have heard this parable many, many times, and it is given to us once more for reflection, for challenging us, the story of the rich man and Lazarus. It's about wealth and poverty, comfort and suffering, heaven and hell. But above all, it's a story about what we do with what God has given us. Now today, I also want to reflect on St. Paul's letter to Timothy that was so beautifully read. He exhorts Timothy, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. We're given a clear roadmap for how we should live as Christians. And St. Paul shows us what it looks like to live in godly wisdom, and our gospel warns us what happens when we live a selfish life. So Jesus begins with this striking image, a rich man dressed in purple and fine linen, feasting sumptuously every day, and a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, lying at the gate, longing for the scraps, licked by dogs. Think about that image. And I want you to notice that Jesus names the poor man, but not the rich man. This is extraordinary because in almost all of Jesus' parables, the characters are unnamed. Think of the Good Samaritan, the prodigal son, the sower. No names are given. But here, Jesus chooses to give the poor man a name. Lazarus, which means God is my help. This is no small detail. In Scripture, to have your name remembered is a sign of honor. It's a sign of blessing. God tells the prophet Isaiah, I have called you by name, and you are mine. To be named is to be known, to be loved, to be claimed. Now, some preachers said to me, well, because I asked them the other day, I said, I want you to do me a favor and see if you can find the name of the rich man, because I can't find him anywhere. Well, somebody in their wisdom came back and said to me, Father, he does have a name. His name is Devis. And I thought, oh, well, if you found that, others might know that as well. That's kind of a common name attached to it. But my friends, Devis is not a name. It's the Latin word for rich. And St. Jerome translated the Bible, he simply wrote, Devis homo, a rich man. And over time, people began treating Devis as if it were a proper name. The rich man, despite his wealth, his social standing, is nameless, forgotten, erased from the story. And perhaps Jesus is hinting that when we live only for ourselves, we lose our truest identity. We become just a rich man, defined by possessions, rather than by a relationship with God and with one another. But Lazarus, though despised and overlooked in life, is called by name, and he is honored in eternity. Now, this is the first great reversal. The one who seemed invisible on earth is given dignity and everlasting remembrance in heaven. It's as if you've all heard of Mary's Magnificat. No, it's as if Mary's Magnificat is being fulfilled right now before our eyes. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich sent away empty. The parable today invites us to ask, which name will I, John, be known by in eternity? Will I be remembered as one who showed mercy? Or will I be nameless because I lived only for myself? Lazarus lay at the rich man's very gate, not far away, but right at the doorstep. Think about that. The rich man didn't have to go looking for someone to help. No, he didn't have to go out there. Who can I help today? No, God placed Lazarus right there in his path. Where is the gate today? Where do we see the poor, the vulnerable, the Lazarus that God has placed right in our midst, right before us? And like the rich man, we can be tempted to just step over on our way to our own feasts, to our own house, to sit back and do nothing, or worse, to blame them for their suffering. Now, St. Paul warns Timothy a little bit earlier in the reading, the love of money is the root of all evils, and some people in their desire for it have strayed from the faith. Notice he doesn't say money itself is evil, but the love of money, the disordered attachment to it, the making of wealth into an idol, that can be spiritually deadly. We see this in our world today, don't we? When greed drives decisions, people suffer. When leaders put profit over power ahead of the dignity of human beings, it is Lazarus who suffers at the gate. We see it when laws are crafted to protect special interests but neglect the poor. We see it when housing becomes so expensive that families cannot afford a safe place to live, while luxury condos stand empty. We see it when we look away from those living on the streets because it's easier to pretend that they are invisible. Wealth unchecked can narrow our vision until we are blind, to the very people that God places in our path. And this is what happened to the rich man. He does not hate Lazarus. Lazarus, no. He simply does not see him. And that blindness is what caused him eternity. Now, in the afterlife, Jesus paints a dramatic scene. Lazarus is at Abraham's side, the place of honor, comfort and peace, while the rich man is in torment. The rich man begs for mercy, but Abraham explains that a great chasm has been fixed between them. This chasm is not arbitrary. It is the final consequence of the chasm the rich man built in his own heart during his lifetime. Every day that he ignored Lazarus, he was digging the chasm deeper and deeper and deeper until it became eternity for him. The rich man pleads that Lazarus be sent to warn his brothers, and Abraham replies, you know, they have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them. In other words, God has already spoken through the word, through scripture, through conscience, through the needs of the poor around us. And if we are not moved by that, no miracle, not even someone rising from the dead, will convince us. This is a wake-up call for us. We have already been given enough light to act. The question is whether we will heed it. You know, and here's where St. Paul gives Timothy, and I think all of us, the antidote to the rich man's spiritual blindness. Pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. These virtues reorient the heart outward toward God and toward one another. Compete well for the faith. This is not a passive life. It's an active, intentional pursuit. lay hold of eternal life. Your eyes will open when you do that, and you will begin to notice Lazarus. So Paul's final words, I think, are breathtaking. Keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our mission, to stay faithful, to live generously, to keep our hearts awake until Jesus Christ comes. And when the day comes for us to cross from this life to the next, I hope and pray that I hope and pray for you, that we be found among those who, like Lazarus, are carried by angels to the bosom of Abraham, ready to rejoice in the presence of the one who is the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
And that is today's homily highlight. You recognize that voice. That is Father John Henderson. He is the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.